I've got this this air of responsibility that I sort of picked up over the holiday that I had about a week ago. I came off holiday, and I watched this film called The Insider. Have you ever seen this film, Suzanne?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
When was the last time you saw it? If it hasn't been recently, I recommend, you know, watch it again with truther eyes, and watch it again as a radio show host. Watch it again as somebody who writes articles, as you do, somebody who supports those who sacrifice themselves for the greater good of man. And the story of it is a whistleblower from the tobacco industry winds up getting harassed and so on and so forth. And the character played by Al Pacino works for 60 Minutes, and he's a producer, and he's trying to help this guy. He's trying to fight for him. He's trying to get him on air. He's trying to fight every single piece of trash that works at 60 Minutes and works at CBS who are too afraid of the tobacco companies to actually get the word out, because they're afraid of these financial implications. Essentially, they think that money is worth more than the truth. And it occurred to me, holy cow, I'm freaking Pacino. And
I'm sorry.
No, it's good. Keep laughing.
And meet my little friend.
No, say hello to my little friend. It's hey, in fact, I have a 100-watt megaphone that I'm taking to this protest specifically so we can bullhorn and possibly. I would love to break the windows with sound. You know, that would be like in Dune, of this judge. But anyway, getting back to Pacino, I cried many times during that film because it occurred to me how much I identified with the character who is on holiday and then still on the phone, still fighting for this stuff, enraged at how this guy's being treated and how even the people he thought were his friends were leaving him in the dust, you know? And I suddenly realized that his job as a 60 Minutes producer, is to find these people who have incredible information, to find these people who might be willing to speak out, to tell things that the public needs to know. And as a result of this profound realization that I am that character, the air of responsibility swirled around me. And I cut together three documentaries, three full-length documentaries, in 3 days. I didn't get very much sleep at all. It was like going to sleep at like 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, midday, and then getting up again and doing it all over again. And the reason I was able to cut together three documentaries in 3 days is not necessarily just because I'm so much better than everybody else. It's because I actually cared. You know, like this is our responsibility now, Suzanne. We have to help these people who need our help. They don't have their own radio shows. They don't have their own publishing platforms. And I believe it's our responsibility to give that to them, because they spend all their time researching, being harassed, financially mismanaged, going to jail. For us, at the end of the day. And if I have to lose a few nights' sleep so that their story can be told, so be it. It's a very, very tiny sacrifice, considering its implications.